This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at Prairie Players Civic Theater, where another performance is about to take the stage this weekend, and it's another Neil Simon work. It's The Good Doctor, and Michael John Bennett is the director and one of the stars of said performance. Thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
That's the first thing I noticed, was that you're directing this, and I'll focus on this a little later. You have play one of several characters. Is that difficult?
I would say that yes, it is very difficult. But I mean, this is why we're doing it, is to for the challenge and for the fun of it.
Talk about that. Your entire cast is much like you in that they have many roles.
Yes, Neil Simon actually mapped it all out for us. It's actually supposed to be ran with, I believe, 2 males and 3 females, or the other way around, now that I'm thinking about it. But we're actually running with 7 cast members, as to alleviate some of the pressure on some of our actors.
That can be a pretty difficult thing, no matter, you know, how many different roles you're trying to play, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a challenge for all those that are involved, but luckily we were able to cast a bunch of old pros we're talking decades within the theater. So Betsy Hipley, Brian Town, they've had at least 60 to 70 years between them at the Prairie Players. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
You brought up one of my other points I was going to bring up here. By way of disclosure, I'm helping with this production, pushing some fancy buttons on the lighting controls here. I've been helping Prairie Players in some form or another for a year now, and I'm really kind of amazed, pleasantly so, that I'm continuing to see people that I'm getting more familiar with, and I'm seeing people that I'm maybe not so familiar with, but all of whom have done pretty good work with this in this theater.
Mm-hmm. That's what's great about the community theater, is we get an eclectic mix of people from all ages, all walks of life. I mean, it's just an absolute cavalcade of talent here at the Prairie Players Civic Theater.
Talk about, for folks who don't know The Good Doctor, talk a little bit about what it's all about. I'm thinking, because earlier this year, during the polar vortex portion of the Prairie Players season, Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs was done. This is not that story.
No, Neil Simon, you know, he's kind of a fan favorite, especially around these parts. What's great about Neil Simon is he has a very jovial text and this ability to really showcase humanity. And I think that's what separates him from other playwrights. And it's a very approachable playwright, as opposed to, say, you know, if we were... Not to say that Tennessee Williams isn't approachable. He's just a little bit deeper than what we're going with this particular production. This particular production really embodies that jovial text and this idea of where everybody's just having a good time. You're going to come to see the show, and you're going to see the actors having a good time. And hopefully that'll, you know, rub a bit off on you, and we'll all be just side-splitting laughter by the end of it.
He really kind of, in having seen these two plays, and it really does kind of strongly showcase humanity, as you said.
Yeah, he's good, quick with a joke, but he's also has that ability to just tug on those heartstrings. The way that I've been billing the show is that it's the tales that teeter on the cusp of the ludicrously tragic and the tragically ludicrous.
Those are all words I don't get to use every day at my job, so try to lay off that, okay?
Yes, I appreciate that. I didn't feel like we could get this interview done without me getting that soundbite in, so thank you for that.
Well, bless your heart. I aim to please any way I can. This story is kind of set in how almost oddly apropos that in this day and age that we're doing a play that's kind of set in Russia.
Yes, the Russian undertones are very much there. The second you walk into the stage, we'll have some Russian composers playing the house music, but then we also have just some wonderful little tips of the hat, because these writings are actually based on writings of Anton Chekhov, the famous Russian writer. So we tried to tip our hat as much as we can to it with books on the stage. The decor and the costume is strongly influenced by 1880s Russia, 1890s Russia.
This story has a bunch of different facets to it, even for that time period.
Oh, yes. And I mean, when I talk about ludicrous, we've got a scene where a man is trying to sell his own drowning to make to make money. I think that that right there speaks volumes to the craziness that this show is going to embody. We also have a gentleman who is keen on stealing the wives of other men, and not only keen on doing that, but teaching others to learn those wonderful ways. So, and even more, the Betsy Hipley, I've said her name now, I think this is twice, and in Defenseless Creature, she plays everything but defenseless, is how I would describe that. So I think that if you come and see the show, you're going to see a nice eclectic mix of comedy, but then there's also a little bit there that's going to make you think, and it's going to make you perceive the human condition in a way that you might not have before.
In a somewhat humorous way, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we wanted to do with this production. The last production I did with Prairie Players was Sartre's No Exit, and that play, actually, the entirety of it takes place in hell. So we really needed to get some belly laughs in there, just for my own sanity.
So we go from a play based in hell to a play based in Russia.
Yes, absolutely. No tie-ins there at all.
Exactly. What keeps you coming back to Prairie Players and being involved in productions and directing this one and such like that?
I'd say the community. I mean, there are some absolutely wonderful people a part of the Prairie Players, and every production that I do, I meet more. A couple names I'd like to throw out there: Judy Deemer, Larry Deemer. They're absolutely Prairie Players royalty.
Yeah, they are.
I'd like to, you know, just get that out there. Love you guys. You made this show happen, and I really do appreciate you believing to make it happen. But then again, everyone else involved with the Prairie Players as well. There are no small parts as far as that goes.
We should kind of say, by the way, now that I'm thinking about it, that if you're looking to see this show, this kind of, how shall I say, if for the fact that we didn't already just use the word hell in this conversation, there are some scenes and situations that might be, how shall I say, adult.
They are adult, but now this is a show that I originally performed in high school, so I feel that there is a bit of a bawdiness involved, a bit ribald, if you will. However, maybe not bring them if they're under 12.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
What is it like for you, having first performed this in high school and now coming back here to direct it? What's that like for you?
I tell you, it's a lot of deja vu as far as that goes. No, I actually performed this show when I was 17 years old. I'm now 34, so it's been exactly 17 years since that performance. And that show is actually sharing the weekend that we are going up, one of the weekends that we go up. So it's fun. It's great. The gentleman who directed me in it is a Prairie Player himself, John Van Osdall. Fortunately, his daughter had his grandbaby this year, so he's off taking care of that, and otherwise I would have loved to have him as part of the production as well.
You did this 17 years ago. I started at WGIL 17 years ago. Oh, I love how we come full circle.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're going to be we're in the middle of Tech Week now, but you're going to be performing this in front of an audience a number of times over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, absolutely. And that all depends on if you come and see it. So please, please make sure you come and support local theater here at the Prairie Players Civic Theater.
This Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock, and then the same thing next weekend. So any final thoughts as to why somebody should come see this show?
Well, you know, it's just a chance to have a good time, have some good laughs, you know, bring a friend, and just introduce them to the world of theater. You know, we're not expecting you to be an old pro. You come in, this could be the first show that you ever see. We'd be more than happy to welcome you.
Michael John Bennett, director of The Good Doctor by Neil Simon, this weekend and next at Prairie Players Civic Theater. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for helping the community in this way, and let's break a leg.
Absolutely, and thank you very much, Will, for pressing that go button for us.
Hey, you know, you go with your strengths. What can I say? Tickets, by the way, are $15 for adult students or $8. You can get them at the Prairie Players website. We also have a link on our community events page at WGIL.com that you can get more info from there as well. Stay tuned. Sports, and before that, Kim Komando coming up on Galesburg's Evening News at WGIL.